You have roadside assistance. My name is Candace. Are you currently need a roadside assistance?
Yes.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
May I have your first and last name, please?
It's Karen Gonzalez.
And your telephone number?
951-415-6644.
And would you like for us to send you a text message to let you know who's coming to assist you today?
Sure.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. And I need your policy number and the last 6 digits of the VIN number.
Can you repeat that?
I need your policy number and the last 6 digits of the VIN number.
Policy number is 0401071502948318.
And the last 6 digits of the VIN number?
It is 078205.
Okay. Let me repeat that back. I have the policy number 0401071502948318.
Yeah.
All right, and then the last six of the VIN number is 078205.
Yeah.
Okay, one moment. Well, it's not going through with that policy information. When did you get the policy?
When did I get it?
Yes, ma'am.
In June.
What's the effective date? Like the exact effective date?
6/9/2020.
Okay. And you haven't made any changes to it in the last 15 days, have you?
No.
All right. I'm just trying to see if I can pull it up manually.
I can't understand you. What was that?
I'm just trying to see if I can pull it up manually. It's not going through with your policy number and the last six of the VIN. So I'm trying to see if I can get it to pull up in the manual way. But it's not pulling up that way either. It's saying that you would need to pay out of pocket and submit the receipts for reimbursement consideration.
How come?
It's not telling us why. We're just dispatched. We're not the actual insurance company. So it doesn't really explain us exactly why. But it's not pulling up in the system. It's saying no results found. And then when I do it manually, it's saying that, you know, you would have to pay out of pocket.
Because I have the card here. Can you read me the policy number again?
I have 0401071502948318.
Yeah. That's it.
And the last six of the VIN is 078205.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. For some reason, it's not going through with that information.
So then what do I do? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Again, what we're saying, what we can do is we can send someone out to assist, but what you would have to do is pay out of pocket and then submit the receipts to them, to Mercury for reimbursement consideration.
Okay.
Well, what I'll do is before I let you go, let me let a supervisor look into this and see if they can get it to go through. One moment.
Thank you.